I'm here today with debut author Lori Benton to talk about her upcoming novel, Burning Sky. Hi, Lori. It's great to talk to you.
It's good to be here.
Now, the post-revolutionary era in the United States is fraught with a great deal of growing pains. What drew you to set your novel in this period, and what was the most surprising thing you learned about the period while studying it?
Well, I've been drawn to pre-industrial revolution settings as a reader for as long as I can remember, but when I first conceived of writing an historical novel set in the federal period, the one thing I knew for certain was that I wanted my male characters to wear knee breeches, not trousers. So that landed me in the last decades of the 18th century. It was really nothing more profound than that, at least initially. But as I began studying the period of the 1780s and 1790s, I grew fascinated with the stories of men and women who'd survived extremely profound losses, seeing their families and communities fractured by violence and upheaval, leaving them to redefine their identities as citizens, as neighbors and kin, and as individuals. And what was the most surprising thing I learned about the period while studying it? Well, there were lots, but one surprising aspect about the 18th century was just how far and how early on some individuals penetrated that shifting frontier. Natives attended schools in the East and in a few cases sailed to England. White men called long hunters roamed beyond the mountains, hundreds of miles from settlement, spending months or years trapping furs. And then there were men like Samuel Kirkland, a missionary to the Seneca and Oneida nations of New York. He endured much hardship to serve and teach and became an advocate for the people during those decades of war and displacement.
Now, what are the elements that you think readers look for in an early frontier American novel?
As an avid reader of early frontier American novels, what continues to draw me to the genre more than any other element is something historians call the middle ground. It's that shifting, redefining space where two cultures meet, often with a clash of ignorance and intolerance, but other times in a remarkable attempt at understanding with a hand extended in trade or in friendship. And it's through this meeting that comes what I see as the hallmarks of a good frontier novel, the testing of a character through physical adventure and peril, but also through an honest exposure to a way of life they've maybe held preconceived notions about. I also want to see the middle ground experience reflected in the inner landscape of a character who chooses to cross that line or is forced to do so by circumstance. I want to experience this through the eyes of a character who thinks like a person born to that time and place, while at the same time finding in them a common humanity, a place of connection from which to experience a slice of history. And I also want to see the element of the spiritual. I want to see God at work in the hearts of men and women coming from these opposing worldviews. God is the one who remains unchanging, no matter the historical time frame, and we can recognize his hand at work in the hearts of any people, no matter how their material and mental landscape may differ.
Now, your heroine, Willa Obenchain, was taken from her family when she was 14 by members of a Mohawk tribe. Now, in the beginning of the novel, she's returning to the land of her white family. Tell me a little about who Willa is when she comes back to the Obenchain property and what elements define her.
Willa, well, she is one of the strongest heroines I've ever written, so much so that if I met her in person, I'd probably be intimidated by her, at least the person she is as her story begins. For one thing, Willa is physically imposing for a woman of her time. She's tall and strong and seemingly fearless with a no-nonsense personality. Her life and her losses have made her so. She's a survivor. And when she makes up her mind to do a thing, she has a grit and determination I admire. But that determination is hiding a shattered heart, one that Willa is afraid to risk opening to another human being. Yet at her core, she's generous and self-sacrificing, and she's yearning for the very thing that terrifies her most, the love of a family.
Now, one of the major themes of your debut novel is the journey to define who one is after loss. Now, Willa has lost, and she has to decide who she is now. Neil McGregor, the Scotch naturalist and physician who comes to spend time with Willa, has lost a part of his identity as well. Now tell me if this element is personal to you in some way and what inspired it.
Well, Neil McGregor is a character I first created years ago as the hero of a story different in genre and setting from the one he now inhabits. And while the losses the character suffered were similar to what they are now, the way in which he dealt with them was vastly different. And the reason for that, and why I never finished that original story, is very personal. I was halfway through writing it when I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a type of cancer that affects the lymphatic system. I went through months of chemotherapy and radiation, and I have been in remission for 13 years now. But at the time, my side effects were mild, except for one. It's called chemo fog, and I was blindsided by it. For years, I was unable to write, unable to concentrate. My memory for things like plot threads and character arcs was almost non-existent. I couldn't retain anything I read by way of research. So a vital part of who I was had been lost, and for all I knew, it was lost forever. But God was doing a work in me, a work of submission and trust, of giving my heart's desire to write completely into his hands. When the fog began to lift 4 years later, there was the character of Neil McGregor still nudging at my heart, and I knew I had to find him a story to inhabit. Eventually, I set him down in 1784 on the New York frontier, and that's when I discovered that somewhere in that mysterious alchemy of story weaving that goes on subconsciously, Neil had grown in the face of his losses in the same way that I had. God hadn't taken his heart's desire away to be a naturalist, even as he didn't take away my passion to write during those foggy years. So even though Neil is well aware of the challenges that stand between him and his goals, he possesses a faith that's been redefined through loss and the subsequent submission to God's will and his enabling. He is striding forward to seize the desire God placed in his heart, unlike Willa, who's hiding from it in fear of further loss and failure. But through Neil McGregor, God is poised to demonstrate to her what true courage looks like.
Lori Benton has been my guest today. She's a debut novelist with Waterbrook Multnomah, and her new title is Burning Sky. Thank you, Lori. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.